again say, thank you, Jesus. How good it is to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that as your scripture tells us, it's good to lift up our voice unto the Lord. Thank you, God, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. No, it is, again, something that man would not want to see or might be uncomfortable to man. But thank you, God, there's nothing more comfortable than praising the Lord. There's nothing more right than lifting up my voice and letting my lips praise the great I am. Now, Lord, we again just look to you and you alone. Lord, in Jesus' name, your anointing is here. Now open up the hearts of your people. God, help us to listen to the word of God today. Not going through motions, but Lord, to incline an ear. To ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord, let me want to hear the word of God today. Lord, work the word of God effectually in my life. God, by your grace, give me the faith to believe it. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding this morning. That, Lord, if you tarry and I do walk out of here, that, Lord, I've got a little bit more of you. Hallelujah. Just a little bit more growth, a little bit more joy, a little bit more rest, and a little bit more peace. Not this stuff the world gives. Not the things that are happy for a moment and then fade away. We're talking about eternal joy. The eternal glory. We give you the praise for it. We're looking to you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and turn on over to the book of Jude, if you would. And that's just one little chapter there right next to Revelation. And if you don't have a Bible in front of you, I do encourage you, this is a good time to scoot on over and make somebody glad they did share their Bible with you. Amen? Amen. It's all right. Praise God. So this is good stuff. Then we'll be heading on over to Ephesians 5 for those that want to get ahead of it. But in Jude, verse 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, building up or grow up yourselves on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking, we rejoiced in this on Friday night, didn't we? Expecting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I'll tell you, if there's a couple verses you like to set your day off with every morning, there's many of them, but I'd get this Jude 20 and 21. Praise God. Listen to that again. Beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's until he comes. Just look at that mercy and look at that mercy and look at that mercy. And don't you think you don't need to look at that mercy? Because every one of us out here today, if you're really going to grow up and love the Lord, let me tell you something. You treasure the mercy of our Lord. You treasure, and remember what mercy means, keeping you from the things that you deserved. Grace gives you all the things that you never deserved, but mercy, praise be to God, kept you from and keeps you from everything you do deserve. I think I want to praise him a little bit more for that mercy today. How about you? I need it every day, not just every week. How about every moment? Praise be to God. But this is his love in detail for us, brothers and sisters. This is the encouragement of the abiding until we see the Lord. This is the love wherewith we are loved. And this is the love, praise God, in that he wants us to remain in. He wants us to stay in love. In love. Think of that. That's not just in love. I'm talking about I'm in love with you, Lord, as the way you're in love with me, Lord. Now, notice this. He starts off with beloved. Does that grab your attention at all? He didn't say just, and brethren's a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong. But we're going to the heart and height of something here. Because, see, that's what we're about. That's what this age is. We're in the age of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're in the age to be filled with all the fullness of God. We live in this church age, this precious age of, that's why the power of the Holy Ghost is mentioned here, that we can grow up into Him in all things. As it says in Hebrews 11, all of those precious worthies of faith, Abraham and Moses and Noah, and all of them, such mighty times in the Word of God, such fullness in the Word of God. It yet says to us that, but to us, a better thing. I mean, I think of a life of Moses. I think of the life of an Abraham. I think of Noah and all of that mighty stuff that they were taken through and saw and all that. And yet he's telling me, son, and to you, even a better thing. You're even living in a time of an exceeding great and precious promises. Know the Word of God. I know this is new to some that might be sitting here today, but let this quicken you this morning. We're not here to hear man's thoughts. We are here to hear the Word of God. Not a religion, not what a committee has set up for us this morning, but what table has been prepared by the Lord for us to feast on His Word. Now, bridal words. Build, grow in the most holy faith. And then he tells you, don't just pray, but pray what? In the Holy Ghost. You notice it didn't say that in the Old Testament, did it? Got a little different access. We've got a little better thing. He's with you and He shall be in you. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. Don't fight this stuff. We need some Pentecost praying in our life, don't we? And that's just a part of it, but it's a big part of it. But that's praying with love shed abroad in our hearts. Praise God, I thank the Lord for anyone entering in Jesus' name. But this section is about in love. This is the section of worship. Never forget what worship means. Look at the definition. Drawing nigh unto Him in fervent love as to kiss. That's what that word means. Think of worship, boy, I'll tell you, that's some serious stuff. You know, we got to get really solemn and, you know. If you really look up the word worship, it's truly like the embrace of a husband and a wife or this courtship couple that they're just so ecstatic they just can't keep their hands off each other. Now, not in here, but you know what I'm doing. We have ones watching. Don't let me drift, Lord. Amen. But it's so wonderful, isn't it, mighty? But see, it's just, and it's so clear. And keep yourselves in what? In works? Keep yourselves in looking at one another and judging each other and making sure everybody's walking the right way? It says keep yourself in love. And notice that's in love. In love. Stay in love. Keep in love. Fight to be in love. And how does that happen? Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, I start getting a little bit critical. All I need to start looking at is mercy. You want to forgive somebody? You want to truly break about a hardness in your life? Start living that there's no other glory but in the cross. In what Christ Jesus did for you on that cross. The mercy and grace that was poured out for you. That He died for the sin of all men. And I guarantee you and assure you, if that will truly be received, it will give you the forgiveness to forgive not only yourself, but everyone else as well too. That's the true forgiveness. You don't work on it. You don't try it. It ain't going to ever get there. You may fool yourself for a moment, but you'll remember it again. But when it's the cross and Him crucified, it's finished with Him. Praise God. So, I thank the Lord that He encourages us to just look to that mercy and keep falling in love with Him over and over. And there's many a mighty sermon in here, brothers and sisters. And you're fortunate today because I was only given one. So we'll get you out of here. But building on and growing in your most holy faith. You know, words mean something. He didn't say just, you know, go ahead and go on in faith. He didn't even say go on and grow in faith. He's talking again to ones truly that have been touched with the encouragement of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those that are following Paul as he followed Christ, that there is a bridal company. Listen to these words. They mean something. Grow in your most holy faith. Build in that most holy believing. And don't think that these three words, most holy faith, is some mysterious, far out instruction that no man's ever going to be able to figure out because this is God's word. No. It's very simple. The simplicity that's in the gospel of Christ. Most holy means to grow in the most set apart, to grow in the most distinguished, to grow in the most superior, to grow in the most transcendent, to grow in the most celebrated believing there could ever be in the Scriptures, in the Word of God. Now think of that again. The most superior. Transcendent means the highest. The most celebrated, praise be to God. Just think about that for a moment. The most set apart. That's the furthest place out from the camp. That's the furthest place out from among them unto the Lord. I think about the Apostle Paul. You willing to go so far out that they stick you in a prison by yourself? That's pretty set apart, don't you think? John, I'm going to set you way far apart. Matter of fact, to an isle of Patmos. And you're going to be there all by yourself too. That's how far apart I'm going to set you in believing. Let's go on to the next one. How about the other meaning of it that's the most set apart, meaning the most superior? You know what pops into my heart? The faith of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The first rank. We started off with that song today. When the first trumpet sounds, I'll be there. Those just words on a page, or is that something that truly means something to your life? Does it really go right back there to Paul in Philippians chapter 3 where he said, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection? Has he said, if by any means I might attain to that outcalling, that first trump? Now this was after Paul walked with the Lord for 30 some years. He wasn't saying, hey, if by any means I get to heaven by the skin of my teeth. He knew he never could be separated from the love of God. He knew that by faith, the moment he received Christ as Savior, it says, I'm seated in the heavens together with Christ. That what shall separate you from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. It's the seed that remaineth. I'm in the Savior's hand. His hand's in the Father's hand. And no man shall be able to pluck me out of their hand. So once again, I know Paul, he's not talking about achieving heaven. He's talking about a specific rapture. He's talking about a specific moment of the sound of a trumpet. I'll be there. Amen. See, that's set apart now, isn't it? Amen? Oh, yes. How about going on to the next one? The most set apart, the most transcendent. That means the highest believing. Are you up to those heights that by the grace of God you can see yourselves descending from heaven, having the glory of God? Do you know how far that one had to take John to see that? He had to actually take John to a high mountain to look up to see that vision of the bride descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Now I'm telling you something, that's set apart faith. I start believing that in most churches, they're going to set me apart. Out in the parking lot, another city. What do you think? Paul was set apart so much that there was only one place he could write the joy book of the Bible, Philippians, and that was set apart in a jail cell. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go on the last part of this set apart. The most celebrated faith. I hear about the most celebrated faith, the most set apart, meaning celebrated. Do you think the greatest maybe celebration is when he makes known to all that I have loved you? We have a thing called a wedding. And that's the most celebrated love, really, isn't it? Isn't that the most magnificent love we have? The celebration of my one? My choice? Praise God. The most set apart faith. Now see, I know we hear these things, I know we read these in the Word of God, but somehow that don't pertain to me. But yes, it does. This is why he died. This is why, praise God, he gave the Holy Ghost. That he would come to shed that love abroad like a gusher in your heart. That's why he's telling you, if these things are really going to be in your life, if you're really going to grow on in the most holy faith, you best have a geyser of love shooting off in your heart. Or you're going to grow cold. You're going to start to doubt. You're going to start to forget. And that's why, by the grace of God, he says, continue, keep in love. Amen? And look to that mercy. Because see, if I start looking to myself after I've known such great salvation, after I know the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, I'm going to get really disappointed, aren't I? Because I'm going to think, oh Lord, you gave me such truth. You've given me such a proposal. You are so faithful and I am so unfaithful. That's why he told you, look to my mercy. Look to my mercy. Listen to this. Look to my mercy. You weren't saved by your works. You never were. You are saved by grace through faith. There's no boasting in you. There's no work of man that could ever achieve that. Christ Jesus did it all upon that cross. You are saved by grace through faith. Amen? And that's what he wants you to continue on. Continue on in that most holy faith. That most holy believing. Oh, my goodness. And there's only one gospel that can do this, that can set us apart like this, isn't there? And I'll tell you what, it's the proposal gospel. You may be here your first time. We have lots of ones that come through here. You're not here by accident. You're not. This was the message that was given to Paul. Go through and read Ephesians. This was the mystery of Christ Jesus and the church. That the Gentiles, that's you, me, could now be made fellow heirs. That's joint heirs. Sunkleronimus is the word in the Greek. Joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, I thank God that I see this. I thank the Lord that we know this stuff. But I'll tell you what, we got a sergeant of arms here calling us. And you know who that is? That's Paul. He's under the captain of our salvation, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But see, Paul is the apostle to the Gentile. And he is calling, build up, grow up. Come on, grow on in your most holy faith, that most set apart. And he's given us the evidence of it, brothers and sisters. And the evidence is, so sweetly, are we staying in love? Are we staying in love? Huh? Now I want you to think about this. You know, you can quote this stuff. I can know about his proposal. I can preach this stuff. But am I in love? How many times over and over in the Word of God, I love that when Isaac was afraid and that king came in there and Rebecca, the most beautiful woman, and he gave her up. He said, let's just be brother and sister. You just pretend so I can live. It's quite a husband, huh? Think, you know, ladies, you won't. Never mind. I could step into something big there. But you think about this. Think about that. Gives that woman up to the king. But that king looks through a window. And he sees Isaac and Rebekah out there. And he sees them laughing and caressing one another. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't mean just marriage. Think about that. That means they're in love. He knew they were in love. He knew they were married. He knew that they were for one another. Now, see, precious hearts, this is so sweet because, you know, where are we? Have we grown a little cold? Have I got a I know it all attitude? Like so many natural marriages, are we just going through the motions? Because I'll tell you what, the father's not going to give his son away to a wife that's just going to go through the motions. It's not going to happen. It's going to be one in love. Amen? Amen. See, and that's what in love does. In love sets you apart. In love causes you to do things you never otherwise would have done. Amen? I've seen it happen many times. I have to confess, my mother, I'll tell you, just so wonderful, did everything for us kids. Never had to do wash, never had to do dishes, anything of that nature. She just enjoyed doing it, and we worked hard and did the different things. Never really thought about it until I was in love. And I still do dishes. Sometimes I wash the clothes very badly. If you do them bad enough, brothers, you don't have to do them again. But that's in love, isn't it now? Now, I'm not going to call you guys up and say, hey, will you come over and wash my clothes? That ain't going to happen. I say, I ain't doing that. But that wife that you love, even maybe when you had a long work day, but you know she did too. And you say, you know what? I want to do this because I love you. Now, that's a small little example of it. And maybe you don't believe me, but why does it say over here in Ephesians 5:31, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. It's because of love. It's because of love. See, love's the only reason a man or a woman's going to leave a good home. Because they're so in love that they just must be set apart. They must have their own time. And that's what going on with Paul's gospel will do in your life. It'll set you apart. Yeah. It'll set you apart even in your families. As Jesus said, do you love father, mother, brother, sister more than me? Well, you know what? You're really not worthy in a sense. It's talking about love worthy. It's not trying to make you feel bad. This isn't about giving up all your natural means and following God. You just missed the whole point right there. What happens if you were a one that he said, you know what? I'm going to show that I can increase you naturally, but those things aren't going to have you. And you're going to be a testimony, praise God, that you know what? Even as riches increase, the love of God for me increased even more. What do you think, huh? Amen. Appreciate those people. Just as you appreciate the ones that don't have a thing and say, you know what, this in Christ, what want I more? Doesn't change on either end of the spectrum, does it? At the end of the road, it's God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But see, it's so precious here because, see, that's the only reason you're going to leave a good home is because you're in love. And that's exactly what the Word of God is saying here. That's the only reason you're going to live good and comfortable faith and willingly and gladly go on to the most set apart. Gladly go on to the most, I'm going to endure suffering together with Christ Jesus. Gladly go on and say, Lord, I want it all. I want that perfect will of God. Because you're in love with Him. You're in love with the love wherewith He's loved you with. I always kind of smile. I think about my sweet wife. She had a beautiful home in Texas where she was raised. Had a comfortable home. All of those beautiful furnishings and all of those things. And here she came to live with me in a poorly furnished, size of a Cracker Jack box house. I'm glad she got hit in the head. No, I'm just kidding. It's because she loved me. And then, true love, she stayed with me. And that's true love with Jesus. Because it gets harder as you go on. It does. There's more joy. But there's more trial. But that trial is not worthy to be compared. Huh? You know that, amen? So all I can say is, Lord, you know what? Speak to me this morning. You might be sitting here and you think you got important plans in your life. You got important things that you got to do. God help you to check that right now. You got one purpose. One purpose. And that's the truth. Win Him. He placed you at this time to win His best. Go after, get the whole counsel of God. Don't settle for anything less. Don't play church. Don't go through motions. Get the Word of God and fight for it. I know you're encouraged this morning. I believe you're sitting here, you're not encouraged. I'll tell you what, you need to pray. He's after you. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He has placed you in this time, in this age, to win Him. To be in the bride of Christ. Good, acceptable, or the perfect will of God. I can only pray by grace. Lord, let this truth in love just so enrapture my heart that I truly desire more than anything. Lord, let me be a vessel just set aside for the Master's use. You're going to be odd to everybody. I get that. I thank the Lord that, you know what, by the grace of God, I've walked with the Lord. And I've failed all my life, don't get me wrong. But I thank God for the tenderness to the truth. I thank Him for that. As He brought me through being a musician, a singer, and said, well, you know what, son, that chapter is going to be done. Now we're going to go on to be a businessman. 18 years, you know what, son, that chapter is done. Now we're going to go on and going to call you to pastor. Man, I stay here much longer, I don't know what I'll be doing. But whether it's walking on the moon or I'm cleaning sewers, I don't know. I tell you one thing, I know my calling, and that's I'm abiding till He comes. I'm growing by God's grace in the most holy faith. I don't want to just believe Him. I want to believe all the Word of God. I want to have a heart if by any means I might attain to that resurrection. I want to listen as Paul said, oh, honey, I'll tell you what. You fight a good fight. You keep that faith. You finish that course. I'll tell you what. Oh, there's a crown, brother. Oh, there's an exalted rank of righteousness crown. And not unto me only, but unto all. All. Praise God. That'll believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's bow our heads. Father, again in Jesus' name, we just come to you. And thank you that we love your appearing. We thank you, Lord, that again you give us this time to hear your word. Lord, thank you again that the word works effectually in them that believe. Not in how good I think I am or what I've done this week or even the things that I wished I wouldn't have done this week. It's because I believe you. And Lord, it's that believing that's going to change me, change my life. It's going to give me a vision, Lord. It's going to cause me to want to run and to want you to rule and reign and to will and do of your good pleasure in my life. It'll cause me to lay down the things that have been lies that maybe have been hurting my life. And Lord, that you just continue to fill up with the joy unspeakable and full of glory. God, again, we need your help because we're weak. But I thank God you're strong. I know that the spirit is willing. I know that the flesh is weak. But you encouraged me on and said, oh, honey, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And I will perfect that which concern you. I will perform the good work which I have begun. Now, Lord, let us just lay hold again of your love and of your promises. And again, lay aside my unbelief, God, my guilt, my mind that tells me there's no way this is going to happen. Lord, may we let you do it. And in the power of your might, and in the name given above all names, Jesus. Amen.